This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Three top House Democrats say they want an investigation into whether U.S. federal agents abused emergency authority when they cracked down on peaceful anti-police protesters last week in Portland, Oregon. Representatives Gerald Nadler of New York, Carolyn Maloney of New York, and Benny Thompson of Mississippi sent a letter to the Justice Department and Homeland Security Inspectors General Sunday, saying they are, and this is a quote, increasingly alarmed at the Trump administration's use of federal law enforcement to violate the civil rights of our constituents. And that's the end of the quote. According to the letter, federal officers driving in unmarked cars have detained protesters off the streets of Portland. The letter quoted Oregon Public Broadcasting as saying other officers have arrested, searched, and jailed suspects in the middle of the night without reading them their rights. That's a violation of the Constitution. Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli told National Public Radio on Friday that federal agents do use unmarked cars to pick up people in Portland. He said it was done to keep officers safe and away from crowds and to move detainees to a safe location for questioning. But Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler said on CNN Sunday that federal officers are not wanted here. This is a quote, "We haven't asked them here. In fact, we want them to leave." President Trump tweeted Sunday the city has lost control and says the protesters are anarchists and agitators, promising to protect federal property. Portland, and that's President Trump promising to protect federal property. Portland police declared a riot on Saturday night after some protesters massed outside a police precinct building, vandalized cars, and shouted obscenities at some officers. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.